mopeano o fata lo fatu le paia ma le mamalo lo tatu o tunu u i le taia o rene ia sololu o le asole ma le masino o kitopa i le tausanga lua fe lua se fulma le lua e le faititia le vi inga lo tatu ta pa ausili le langi o le fo i wa taitai mai lo o tu soifua ma so mato wola tatu fe lo ia ilungo o ngalu ngalu le ea e ala ili porakala me le soifua ma lo loina ua mafai o natu inatu ono o le lango lango mai ale Pacific Health and Welfare fa pia fo i ma le tatu fale mai ale loko doctors ya wa lava le longo puye le ino lo tato watunu e ala ile soifua malo loina ia e ia ile manatu maurunga lo soronga le lei ia fuafuanga o tiute fo i mafaivo le nei vayaso ai maiso le fasauni e chua lo tato watunu alo mafana ule fa manatu ino lo lato waso paipae le aso sao tamaiti ile aso sao le vayaso nei ai ole atu natu le vi ingaro nei ole tua e to mua i fo de tato porkalami amaea ia o na tato wanga ile le tato fatale noanga e ia ile fatale noanga sa ufaya isa so le vayaso watuna ai sa fatale noa ia nisi fo yo alo matamali o tatu watunu ai mai sio le Pasifika o lo o se e mai to finga mo bulunga te pe o te fono ia mo laula fono mo fainga malo fai tu malo po lo go boards i to tonu o au kilani a mai ala le vinga lo le tua o na tatu wanga i sa o lo lea ia ile tatu fa tala no ngrena a wa o le o fe nga ia au kilani ma le fainga palo te le nga te to finga pole nu o to finga o councilor te le nga te fu lea o to finga mo local board members ele vai ia so nei monisi fom talanga asia si le upenga te failangi o le vote.nz. Loa tule taimi wa sola ya mawala vano e vapena ona fa so matara no ile tacho por kala milene uli ya masui o le fono la longa fono pese yo fainga malo fai tu malo por logo boards ya pe ona fa tashi ma ile songa ya apolo reach of jangava ya maria meredith va pe fo le songa ya tawa no nick package about 15% of candidates that stood in the last elections were Pacifica. Approximately 11% of our elected members currently representing our community are Pacific. 2019, 35.4% of registered voters participated in the elections, and not many young people voted. Our lowest turnout of voters were those aged 26 to 30. Only 20% of that age group returned their votes. This means a lot of young people in Tamaki Makaurau, especially Pacifica, who can vote, are missing out on having their say about who makes the big calls for Auckland. Pacifica patalo fatua to fonga a pulu e nga sfoile fo a Maria Mtawanu maror sei fo
mara sei fo la ma
before we get into our talanoa family mole nava, could you introduce yourselves, your cultural background, and which local boards you represent?
Ya langi matafi ya vai anele fa fonga mai male mai mo mai ale mamalo la tsunu fatalo fatu male na na faro alo le su ayo le au fanga loenga pa ia tua le pa ia tupu mai e male au fu lo lo sa mo ma tua ma tua a sina o sina sina ro tapo i mai mauta e fa pa fo i fa le tua ma tausi o la vai fa i tupu langa a mai selo sunga Lorenzo male pulenga mamalo ale tatu le tio in Malore Folau Malore Foy. Yeah, my name is Apuru Rhys Aotangavaya. I'm the chair of the current chair of the Otara Papatoetoe Local Board. We take over with the areas that we have authority over. Otara Papatoetoe, parts of Mangere East, Manukau, and Clover Park, and Waimondi going out those ways. So South Auckland, very much South Auckland.
So, from Maria, can you introduce yourself and which cultural background you're from?
My name is Maria Meredith. I am Tongan with Fijian, Samoan, and a little bit of all there. We mainly come from the villages in Sabo Sabo in Fiji and Lepea in Samoa, and over in Kolofo'o, Kolomotua, and Faleleu and Tonga. So I'm the current chair of the Maunga Kiki Tamaki Local Board, which covers Glen Innes, Pāmua, Mount Wellington, parts of Otahu and Ellerslie.
Maro
soifua, Jawanu. Yeah, maro foi soifua, Lausunga Lorenzo. Yeah, fapefoi ona fafeloi atu. Ile ia malumalu le atu nuu. O fafunga mai ile nei itula. Yeah, o au nei, o Jawanu Nick Becklich. Mai le lalafanga o o vauvai I falealili. Yeah, mafunga kuli isavai. Yeah, ile teimu nei, o au le taitaifono. O le lakupori Mangele Mautahu. Lea iaia Mangele Bridge o Favona, Mangele East, Mangele Town Centre, ia ma Otahu, ia o le mātua loku bōdlena.
Ma no whaftai tele rawa, ia maspat patelena, ia mō teitai whono Pasifika, ro whapena, o na tū, le foe, a wā, oi Pasifika, masa lawa si o tātou atu no o Samoa, ma no lawa le tautua, ma no foe, ia le whai o le whaiva. Now, for those who may be unaware, what is the purpose of having a local board from one mōle rawa?
Yep, I think the purpose I may your local boards here or be on Saunuaia Bulu. Be o ma lola iti here. It's Tony Local Council. Tele le matu ngaluenga. I tulanga o matau puitalo noina. Tau puitalo tau e lewea I sose me it's tunnel council ma o le leo leo tangata
ma
o le leo leo residents teno teimi e ave mato manatu ia il governing board o le vahenga lea e yaile pulenu ia ma councillors so o mato ia ave longona ma manatu o mato local board wards I mea I manna o yai ia ma isi me I mato te e yai
Mana
ya Apollo
Would you like to add?
Yeah, so just that the councillors back the council level, they look at the regional issues, things that affect Kangaka Umalavi Aukilanya. Whereas the local board, we only look at the local level, and so things like the pools, the gyms, the libraries, those are things that the local board looks after within their local board area. So when you vote for your councillors, be your inge. Your Manukau Ward or Maunga Kiki Tamaki, those councillors, they will vote on things that like our rubbish collection because everyone in Aukilangi has a rubbish service, the rates, transport. So all those things that cover across all of Auckland, that's the governing body, the governing body or councillors, that's that level, our mako at the local board level, we're in the local area. Yeah,
Samoa, over before I pull or ilato we are all low leo lema fai ona la ngona lo si ofonga malo leo e au no male ya yo tanga ta ta to la vai ta mali ta pe yo le sunga ya ta wa no o maria le ngasa fero a pulu mo tele le lo ya yo no tu fuli o lo ya foi I al tuma ta ya a fai pulu le fa to a ma e a on fa uina lon tu finga ya le to fa ya le ma ma le to tele la vota to wa lo fa na pacifica le lo tu tonu o fa nga malo fa tu malo maria meredith how as a pacific person or as a chairperson how has that journey been for you?
Lorenzo, I think the journey for me personally has been something, I think it's a privilege and honour to serve your community on the local board. It's really important that our Pacifica voices are at the table in order to participate in local governance, in order to look after our assets and implement programs where, you know, our different communities can benefit from it as well. So we do funding, we support programs that all are centre around community well-being, but at the same time, you know, implement programs such as climate change, but also ensuring that our communities are heard. So that is our role, is to ensure that we listen to our people out there and help support them.
And a specific chairs for Molimole Lava, why is it important to have Pacific representation in local boards?
Very important. I see the sila I mato local board I mangele motoru. E over ile onus pulu paseni o la toia o palala ma papa au tonu mangi lima utohu o tangata Pasifika. So tau launa o semanatu, tau launa to tele local board o tangata mai tatou lava community awa o mātua ia e understand le ia i tatou tangata. Sa iai semanatu ia sotea i meia o swimming pools e te tauna tutongi.
Awesome.
Taunga iai tutongi no tupe ia e ufale i the swimming pools. Ai sila fie iai le mātua awa i le tūlanga a whaio le nā i longa wina e le ingi tatu tangata yo swimming pools.
Mariela.
Pe ai va ai isi i tū mā loi tutongi au kilangi. Ia, tō tele o whali e te alo e tutongi. Te taino e vai i tatu tangata. O nga le lawal selen. O i mangele ma o tohu i whape e foi o tara ma papitoi toi. Ia, tō tele tatu tangata ia o whao ngā le facilities ia. O tatu tangata matutua. Awa o se e fie fie tatu tangata i o ta whao mai ma futa. Ia, i foi la toi e o i pūs ma facilities. Awa ni la toi so i fō malolo inga. O la toi e sa tulo sa lovea i ta longa. This is part of o la toi rehab. E toi le ai la toi o la toi tino. So, o mena e tatu tilo tilo le le i ai. Awa si ma toi fiso suani i tatu tangata.
Mana,
if after Chile,
Apun?
Yeah, I think for the Otara Papatoetoe side, maybe two elections ago, the most of the people on the board were Balangi, and there was only one Pacific person at the time, and at that time those Balangis came from the Papatoetoe side, and a lot of the resources were going to the Papatoetoe side, but it wasn't until Lotu Fuli and Whanana F.S.O. Collins came along and got enough numbers, enough Pacific people to stand in Otara and Papatoetoe. Then we started seeing the swing. We started seeing more things happening in Otara, more resources going in Otara, new playgrounds in Otara. These things happen because we live in our communities. Tangata Pasifika, we understand what our people need, but unless we're represented, then we won't have those wishes understood and action by our council. So, in every time, eleni Tangata Pasifika and Manurewa our local board. So, unless we have our people stand up and unless our people vote for our Pacific people, then we will become silent and we won't have the resources directed to our communities.
What about yourself, Maria?
Well, I think you just mentioned it before, Lorenzo, the voter turnout is very low for Pacifica. So I think people make a connection when they can see elected members that look like them. So I think that's another way to encourage them. But where I live, we're standing for the Tamaki subdivision of Maungikiki Tamaki. 40% are Pacifica. And so for me, it's really critical that going forward, that Auckland Council or any of our community try to encourage civic education to teach our young ones when they're at school, before they turn 18, to register to vote, that it's their right as a citizen to vote in local board and local body elections as well as the general election.
Now, with the local elections coming up, Fatmon Mole Lava, what would be your encouragement for people to go out there and vote, Fatmon Mole?
Well, my encouragement is it's so important. Gawa kele. Let's just say, you know, auma paloka ia. A faisa ele paloka. Then you have no right to complain. But I think in the gaming we have a golden opportunity to elect for the first time a Pasifika mayor. And I think that's how important it is. We this is probably the best chance for us to ever elect a Pasifika mayor. And I think we should take hold of that
and make use of it, because I think if this chance goes, who knows when the next time it'll be available. So look out, what are they now in the panuka? I may see the time in there, they were falling in my long the Kolua, Suia, Pe Malosile, that I buy Ile Poling or Efeso, Ema Olisil Ilia. So the Kawanga, on Matuanga, Luenga Yasuia, Otea, Maltemine, yeah, the Faminatu Tato Ainga, Tato Galicia, or Tato Kalapu, Lakapi, everyone and anyone. You know, some at all, nay, a tufa pepper, tono pusameli, or palota, pesa, or see some molly vasule hotel. I like tono pusameli, tanata. Tower telling the palota, we can't stress that enough how critical it is, because we don't want the decision to be made for us from other parts. Or by other people. But yeah, this is the time we can determine our own direction.
And as a chair of Otahu Mangere Local Board, Whamoe Moretawanu'u, I saw an article on Facebook last night, and another mayoral candidate mentioned something like about the rail station to be built in Mangere, right? Mm. And I saw something, a line that was mentioned that was said by him, that Mangere people don't go to town anyway. What would you like to say about that?
So I think, again, if we go back, why it's important to have elected people from our areas, because we can stand up to those kinds of arguments.
Mm.
Seseke lele nga le nga kala. We have plenty of people e o le kaulanga o kako kameke o aonga I kolisi ingweske o kako kangakai o whaingaloenga. Yeah, that's incredible that people would say that. But I think it's because they want to go to the airport faster. So they're thinking, oh yeah, so my city, Mount Roskill, Kipi Mangere, Alusau Airport. You know, I'm sorry, but that's not acceptable. You know, Mangere, as Opito will say, is the gateway to the nation. But it's also an opportunity. If we have a connection through Mangere, it helps the people in Otara Papatoetoe, but also it attracts investment. So we believe a light rail stop in Mangere, then that's where the investment, the developers. We've got a terrible town centre, which is owned by multi-owners. You know, it doesn't belong to Auckland Council. So that is the hope, that if light rail comes through Mangere, it will attract the developers and the investors who will hopefully get rid of our current town centre and build. But those people who are saying, oh, cut Mangere, I'm sorry, but we will fight them.
Yeah, that's some. Wala o na o fa ma itere tulanga le. Ina yafua yai. Yafua yai le fa ingo lau fil filinga. Awa na ye mo ini fa ingal ma fa lau pa lo tale. Yafua yai le tanga cha. E lo fa peyo oe. E ma fa fa peyo oe. E tala no peyo oe. E ma tale tonunga. Tale tonunga peyo oe. Tale tonunga fa Cristiano fa le anganu o le tanga cha soi fua. O me o malave tu tu saita tu fa tainga la. E le o promoting le tato wala le o ya fana na Efeso Collins o no ni so tulanga va pena pitai e ya no tuwa tula va yau talane tuwa tula va yau talane a esisina tulua fana na o le Samoa o le matai Samoa o le Pacifica lo no vinga e ya fai e lau filifini na Maria. Why do you think the voter turnout for Pacifica people is relatively low?
That's a good question. I think firstly they need to go to the letterbox and open up the letters that we've been seeing jam-packed in the letterbox. Somebody did say to me that when the mail arrives, they think it's bad news. But hello, we also bring good news. So the idea is that pay attention, you know, it's there. If it arrives in your name, it's not bad news. It's an opportunity to engage in civic education and you know, get your voice counted and actually vote and contribute, because for Pacifica, now is our time.
And Apollo, what are some of your youth priorities for your local board area?
Yeah, so we are the second youngest local board in Auckland after Mangere Otahu, and so having a youth focus is really important for our local board. We have plenty of going. We've got our youth connections. We started the job fest. We have our youth hub in Otara that we support. We give grants to all our clubs that go overseas to tournaments and travel overseas and on conferences and so forth. So we very much have a close focus on our youth because they are our future. Mm. And as we live in Aotearoa in New Zealand with all the different changes, we need our young people to be able to thrive in that ever-changing environment. And so they need to be skilled. They need to know how to use the internet, how to build computers, and you know all those sort of things that we never got ourselves. We need our young people to be able to do that because they're going to be the workers of New Zealand. They're going to be paying our taxes. They're going to be paying for our superannuation. But more than that, they have the right to thrive in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
And also as someone, as a youth advocate, how do you bridge that gap between the elderly people, the older generation, Matai, and the young generation? Because you stand right in the middle, not only you're a Matai Samoa, but also you are a youth advocate.
It can be very tricky sometimes. I am very wary that I still have a lot to learn. I tūlanga leo tatu angunu'u. And I have been enjoying the journey of continuing to learn. But I sila sila tatu whāwai. Whāwai lea tunu. Ia mā o aoinga o tatu, my tatu grandparents. Pe o mena e whiso soani mai ia mātou a tatu sa wali ngā luenga lea. Bridging the gap is important, and I'm glad that I have young nephews and nieces that I can bounce off around current day issues, but also in our ward there are a number of groups that work alongside and specialise with young people. So I think our approach is you have to be sensitive around the generations. Find the balance, but be very mindful and respectful. And I'm very proud that with our local board at Mangere Otahu, is that we've developed an age-friendly plan and the age-friendly directory. Mō lātoia, tātou mātua, awa services there avano temine mo lātou mana mīsa kusu soani, but it's also a directory of all our ekalisia, Ministry of Social Development, and all services lātou ia mawhaiana ma osa kusu soani mo leo mātutua. I understand other local boards might follow suit.
Fafai tene lava tawanu Maria, o lesi tūlanga e sele e le samina nei just carry on from tawanu whamula mole lava in our Pacific, especially Samoan families and maybe other Pacific cultures. You know, there is that respect and that mentality that the parents speak on behalf of their children. I don't know for your lo ya iere mafu fomo tamaiti fomo. Oh, that's okay, we don't have the votes, you know, our parents can vote for us. What would you like to say about that?
For me, it's important. I'm a mother of four, so I've got a daughter and three boys, and I always encourage them to register to vote, especially the young one. He doesn't think it's important, but I said to him, how are you going to make a difference in the future? So I think for me, you have to support your youth. It doesn't matter where you are, but I found in our own community, especially post-COVID, mental well-being is something that is something that has come to the fore and something that our local boards tend to invest in. But the most powerful tool that I found of connecting elderly and young is through our language weeks. So we had different language week celebrations within our community, and for example, we had the Tongan language week not long ago and the Samoan one, but it actually brought the different generations together in the same room with the aongas and the elderly, but it brought them into the same space to celebrate and share the language. And I think that's a powerful tool going forward to unite elderly and youth going forward.
Can people still register and vote? There's a Manukau Service Centre, Mafayono, my special votes. Can you remind our people?
Yes, sir. If you haven't received your voting paper in the mailbox, then it's very likely that you haven't registered. So you will need to do a special vote. Special votes can be done either at the Manukau Service Centre here at Kotuku House on Osterly Way, or you could go to there's one in Henderson and also in the city, and I think there might be one in Takapuna as well for our Pasifika people on the shore. But it's important that if you when you do vote, if you do get your voting papers in the mail, that it needs to be either returned to either a library or to the service centres, or if you're going to mail it in, it has to be before the 4th of October. Any time after the 4th of October, it won't be received in time and it won't count. So the safest way to vote is to return your votes to a library or a service centre. There are groups out there that are trying to encourage our people to bring in their votes. There's a lot of activities going on, promotions this weekend, and Otara we've got one. So we're just encouraging our friends and family, get your votes in. There will be mobile places that you can drop your votes in. I know that South Seas, that you can do special votes this Saturday at the vaccination centre. So they're trying to provide more opportunities for people to do their special votes. But for those that do receive their votes by the mail, the best way to do it is to hand it into the library, otherwise by mail before the 4th of October.
There's one in Mangere East, there's one in Mangere Town Centre, there's one in Mangere Bridge. Take your granddaughter or your grandson for a walk. Yeah, my drop all my voting papers and that's for. Yeah, my first one for in the matter of that. What you know, no final comments from one more than that of Fatal Noah.
Yep, I've died of Sunga, Dorinza Monday, Avon Ottawa, Eolisi, Mautele, Mafiona, Mumuliao, Pepa Palota, Eole Countdown. So se Countdown Supermarket I Okilani e yai pusei e mawhaona o moliaio pe papalota ai liai o pe o nao tautala iai to e fat le taua le nei palota e taua palota uma
maria
la oa va ai le teimi nei. This is a really important time o na lewa a fatua uma la COVID-19 ele te le le sailing the Auckland Council on our telemi sale mafaiona mau ai le sailing. So you know, how do we fasoa tupe o le Auckland atua? So I think oina e te tau ona iai se pule nu e tilo tilo I tū mā lōpe in the South Auckland. Because we're the most vulnerable. That there should be some resources. Because I think it's around equity. We don't want to see a mere aluuma resources I isi vaenga o kilangi. Laiaia latu resources. They have the resources. So that's why I really am encouraging Matalo Sanga Tatu Atunu Vamon Moli Palota Mohifiso, because it's very, very important. And that's probably one of the reasons why we'll keep saying it is tackling issues of poverty and inequity. If I've taken you know, some if I've taken 4 years, Madu Samo, Fafonga, my name to that.
Ya na sa mo tarong fa tawi o tara mai li jula e va le sfru lua e la stona i nei le nga tsa foi leo le MIT Center to wai leo le fa ye e le events and the South Seas Healthcare la la i o ma watching papers and I drop by le nga tsa foi le something ta ma joy mangeli le fa yo la o solita to events vote for Nana Ifeza Collins I said it vote for Nana Ifeza Collins vote for Alfie Paina vote for Lotto Fuli vote for Josephine Bartley vote mo tanga Pacifica ma la va o nei ngalo a Polarisa tanga veya Maria Meredith ta wa Nick Buckledge, Avi Elotic, Avi Elofasa, Manuel Telenova, all the best, good luck, and God bless.
Thank you.